Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is The Sister Files.
Whoop whoop.
I feel like you might know the answer to this question. What holiday is coming up?
We just had Veterans Day.
We did just have Veterans Day. That's very true.
And my favorite holiday.
Is Veterans Day?
No. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving! I do love Thanksgiving. Although, I will be honest, I've already decorated for Christmas.
Well, Thanksgiving is more of a gathering of family.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, it's something that I do love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. And I just feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas go together like peanut butter and jelly. So that's what I've already decorated for. But what I have today is three silly Thanksgiving urban legends.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the first one is actually a really famous one.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Wishbone?
The dog?
No, the Wishbone.
Oh, yes, inside of a turkey?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's located between the neck and the breast, and it helps them, like, it's fly. But
do you remember Wishbone the dog, though?
I do.
Okay.
I do remember that. So it's right here, as I point to myself, like I'm a bird. It's in between, that's not even the right, yeah, it's right here. Obviously, you guys can see where I'm pointing.
She's pointing under her, and above her chest, right where your sternum is?
Yeah. So it's probably like that. So it's between their neck and their breast area.
Well, I guess technically, I guess that our sternum would be our wishbone, kind of.
It's
kind
of that so V-shape. When we eat a human, we'll go ahead and break that wishbone.
I feel my collarbone.
Yeah, it's like right on that ear. So what's really interesting, though, that I, of course, immediately found extremely interesting is it's one of the links between dinosaurs and birds.
Ooh.
So I was like, what? So anyway, its name comes from ancient India, where they would save it and dry it, and then they would stroke it for wishes. That's kind of where it came from.
Stroke it to love your wishes.
And then as time went on, it became a tradition in other places as it became more into culture, and soon the idea of breaking it in half and, like, whoever got the bigger side
gets the wish.
Yep. So,
I remember being excited every Thanksgiving and being like, where's the wishbone? Can I break the wishbone? And being all excited and asking my mom
about
it. Well,
I did find a website that told us some keys into how to do this correctly.
Okay.
You should have dry hands.
Ooh, okay.
Not wet hands.
All right.
Because your hand might slip. I know. I bet you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Also, your placement on it,
you
want your thumb and forefinger really close to the center.
So right.
You
know,
like, snap. This one's also another really weird one, or not weird, another, obscure one.
Okay.
Use your dominant hand.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And then this one was funny, it said be sneaky and look at it ahead of time to see which side's better.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, because sometimes they have that little, like, turn to them.
Yeah.
So if you break it off, you know which side's gonna, like, you're kind of like... Unless you're, like, really forceful, one side's going to break smaller than the other anyway.
Yeah. So, now, I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
So, there once was a boy, and it was Thanksgiving, and he wanted to go to his friend's house.
Okay.
But his family said, Thanksgiving, you're going to be with us. And he was very angry about it. He was mad. He just hated this whole idea. So, anyway.
Family's that awful, huh?
Yeah, they're awful. I went to spend time with them. So, that evening, they did the wishbone. In an effort to, like, cheer him up. Like, we can do the wishbone. So, he broke the wishbone. And he got the bigger side.
Oh, no. Wish came true.
And he wished he didn't have family anymore.
Oh, no.
So, the next morning, he woke up. And his family was gone.
Oh, no.
They called the police and everything. And the police literally came and was like, yeah, your family's gone. It wasn't like he woke up in a dream world.
Yeah.
And no one was there. It was literally like he woke up and they were gone.
And they just left him.
Like, his family was gone. Like, even the neighbors were like, yeah, that family just disappeared overnight. And, like, the police were like, yeah, your family's missing. They were never found.
Oh, goodness.
And he was put in foster care.
Oh, that's scary.
So, yeah, it's probably not true. It's probably... Yes.
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for, kind of thing. But at the same time, like, who knows? Maybe, like, it was, like, some weird, like, murder. They all stole him away.
It's like the... It's like alone, Kevin McAllister. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like Home Alone, only really extreme.
Yeah. A little darker.
Yeah.
Than that. So, I guess...
There's that train, you guys. I'm sure you love hearing that.
The train go by. Choo-choo. So, obviously, like, don't, be careful what you wish for, I suppose, but I also don't believe in superstitions like that, but...
Well, if you want something, sometimes, I mean, if you, but that's the thing, though, you said it yourself, if you want something to come to you hard, if you believe something, you want something to come to you hard enough.
Yeah.
Or you put so much effort in it, it could come true. So the same thing could be...
My shoes are dirty.
About,
Sorry.
Sorry. About, you know, making weird claims like that. If you want something to happen so bad, you could make it happen. You can make the tables turn like that, you know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't want to have that much power, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, obviously, like...
Well, I think that you can make yourself sick.
You know what I could wish for if I would wish for him? I would
wish for Chris Evans.
Yeah, I would wish I could marry Chris Evans. So this Thanksgiving, if you guys break apart the wishbone, just know. Or if you're not from here and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, whatever holiday you celebrate that has a falcon. That has a fowl. I was trying to look for a fowl. Not a falcon. That's wrong. If you're eating a falcon, I mean, you can eat a falcon, it's fine, but, like, I wouldn't eat a falcon just because they eat meat. But what I'm trying to say was fowl of any kind is what I was looking for. But I said the wrong word. Anyway, if you're eating poultry or fowl of any kind, isn't fowl the right word?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was really close. I just added the con at the end that was not needed.
You munching on your falcon this Thanksgiving.
You know what? Some countries they eat.
Well, I was gonna say, well, Thanksgiving is only an American tradition.
That's why I said if you're not from here.
Yeah. And well, you I mean, have a, other like, countries have.
But I mean, like on Christmas Day, and like they're having like over in England, and it's Christmas Day, and they're having like their pigeon. Okay, I'm just gonna stop talking because that's not even a thing.
A pigeon. Now you're having them eat pigeons?
I meant a pheasant, and I can't talk.
Sorry, anybody from
I meant a pheasant. England. I meant a pheasant.
Oh my gosh.
I meant a pheasant.
I don't think she really meant to say that you guys eat pigeons.
No, I literally just said I meant a pheasant.
I know, but pigeons? I mean, that's
worse. I was thinking pheasant.
That's more awful than a falcon.
I know. It's what they eat in New York. Just kidding. They don't do that.
But do they?
No, kidding. One wonders. Okay. So we're just going to move on from that embarrassing moment. And we're going to talk about a story.
Okay.
About a family that we're going to sit down and have family. They're having Thanksgiving, obviously. And so their older aunt always brings turkey. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. Like, her and her husband always came and bring turkey. This aunt and uncle are like the cornerstone of this family, always bringing the turkey. So she shows up, they all go to her house, and then they all come in, they're all excited, and then they realize that there's no turkey, that she didn't make turkey this time, she made ham. And so they were like, oh, okay, like, we'll have ham, it's fine, like, you know, it's a new tradition, it's fine. And so they're all sitting there, getting ready to sit down, and the one kid's like, wait, where's our uncle at? And she said, hold on, and she said, oh, well, honey, we got a divorce. And I'm really sorry about that. Like, you know, it's a divorce. And so they were all like, oh, that's so sad. Everyone's upset. You know, it's very sudden because nobody knew about this divorce until Thanksgiving Day. And so they all sit down and eat their delicious meal with their ham, and they loved it. So they were like, well, we'll help you put it away. And she's like, no. Like, I like that part of Thanksgiving. Like, you know, you guys just relax. But she decided to help settle in some of the kids who were spending the night. Mm. So they did that. Some of the members thought, no, let's help her out. Mm-hmm. And so they took the meat to the freezer. Mm-hmm. And when they opened the freezer,
There he was.
Their uncle. Dead as a doornail. Frozen. And that's where it ends. No one really knows what happens to the rest of the family. That's all I knew about it.
Was he, like, missing, like, parts of his, like,
yeah, they body? Ate him.
Well, I know. I was gonna say. But just because he was in there frozen doesn't mean, like,
yeah,
he ate him.
There's frozen parts of their uncle in there. Ooh. Now, the whole part about this is that it is an urban legend saying that sometimes this happens on Thanksgiving. That some Thanksgivings are a cannibal Thanksgiving. And they eat a family member. Ooh. So some families eat a family member for Thanksgiving. Like, it's their tradition.
Sorry, Aunt Susie. Yeah. Your time is up.
It's like, how do they decide that? Like, on Halloween, it's like, okay, pull strings.
I know.
Who is it going to be? Like. So that one was
you look extra juicy this year.
Yeah, like.
Let's cook you.
When you start getting suspicious and everyone's like, oh, don't you want to have this candy I brought for you?
I know.
Don't you want to have this delicious meal? Like, we're just fattening you up. Like, then you'd be like, they're gonna kill me.
You should eat more greens. You'll taste better. I mean, it will taste better.
It's like, here, have these extra vitamins. We'll want this you'll want this in your body.
Like, could you imagine if it was like, not necessarily a family member, but it's if you bring a new family member in.
Ooh.
Then that person, so, did you remember that movie where it was?
Get Out?
Yeah. No, not Get Out.
Or Hide and Go Seek? Not Hide and Go Seek. Ready or Not.
Yeah, Ready or Not.
Yeah.
Where they had, it was, spoiler alert, they played the game where it was, they had to try to kill her.
Yeah.
Or
so, it would be kind of cool. It's like you had to bring home, like, your date you're bringing home was actually your dinner.
I'm sure, you know, there are movies really out there.
Cool movie, though. Like, would that be cool movie? But actually, my next one would be the best movie ever.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one's creepy.
Okay.
The Macy's Day Parade Killer.
Ooh.
So the idea is that a family goes to the Macy's Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a creepy version and a creepier version.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
So Macy's Day Parade Killer. Go to Macy's Day Parade. Mm-hmm. You have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Never been, but I'm sure it's fun.
Yeah.
However, when researching this, people do die at Macy's Day Parade every now and then. People have been run over by floats.
Yeah.
It happens.
I believe it.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Trampled on by autumn people.
It is said that there is a serial killer
mm-hmm.
that picks a family every year.
Mm-hmm.
And follows them around.
Mm.
And when they go to their car, he follows them to their car.
Mm.
And follows them to where they live.
Mm.
Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
There's two versions I feel like I read.
Okay.
Or I remembered it wrong, but either way. One version is that Thanksgiving night, he kills them.
Okay.
Boom, done. The other version, which is much creepier, Christmas night, he kills them.
Oh, goodness.
Which just means...
waits an entire month.
He waits an entire month.
Watching and waiting.
And
he sees you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, pretty much.
He knows when you're awake.
But I like this one a lot because it's creepy because, like, Macy's Day Parade is supposed to be like this... joyous thing. And you would never catch
start
him
at the Christmas season.
Like, you would never, like, this serial killer would have a weird M.O.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, people come to Macy's Day Parade from all over the state country.
Yeah.
Can't talk. From all over the country.
Uh-huh.
So if he picks someone from, which begs to differ, though, that is a plot hole already.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he's following them home to their house. Sometimes he'll fly him.
Right.
See, I love how your heater turned off. That's what I was like, fly him! So he would have to, like, get on the airplane and everything. And, like, follow him all the way home.
Yeah. Unless he somehow knew it was a local family.
Which means that he would have to, like, maybe he would watch them pull in.
Maybe.
But if it's a local family, that makes me think he'd be caught.
Yeah, or someone that drove.
Yeah, someone who drove.
But, like, within distance, like, most people that there may not be, but that's the other thing, too, most people there could not be necessarily driving home right from the parade. They'd be going to, like, a hotel room.
I wouldn't want to spend Thanksgiving like that.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to, no matter how close, even though we are within, what, 4 hours, 3 hours? 3 hours from New York City?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drive all the way up there and then drive back in a day.
No. I wouldn't want to do it on Thanksgiving.
We do that when we go to pick up the boys from West Virginia.
Yeah.
But, and that's 6 hours, but, like, to go, you have to be there super early to get a good spot. And then you're standing outside in the cold, even though there's millions of people around you, outside in the cold for a good 4 or 5 hours. And then drive home. By the time you get home, there wouldn't even be Thanksgiving anymore.
No, that's why I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah. Like, if it was, like, on a different day, maybe. But even then, I don't know if I'd want to go.
Yeah.
Like, I like parades, but, like, not for 4 hours. Yeah. But.
We go to the Philadelphia one.
Hmm.
The Disney parade.
Maybe there's a Disney parade killer.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised. They did say that some people said that people are killed all the time there. That's also part of this. That people are killed every year there.
Mm-hmm.
And no one just notices. Which.
Well, I'm sure people are killed, like, mugged or.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or something happens, yeah. I mean, that'd be a perfect time to, like, really, like, get somebody there. Nobody's watching you.
When talking about this, I remember seeing a video and people being, like, all, like, worried about this. And a part of me didn't really feel bad, which is awful. But there was a woman who was run over by horses.
Mm-hmm.
And she was run over because people were throwing from ups, like, up in buildings, were throwing bottles down at the horses.
Geez.
And I was like, the people who should be in trouble for that should not be the people with those horses.
No.
Should be those people. Yeah. Because those horses, I know, I mean, I have horses, I know they've been trained and desensitized.
Right.
So, I mean, the bottles are hitting them.
Yeah.
So, and that probably hurt. Yeah. They've been trained and desensitized to everything.
Right.
Now, there are animals, so you can't, like, sound like a machine. Like, they'll do things on their own. But that's not on them. And I remember seeing that and being like, they're lucky that woman, I hope she was okay.
Yeah.
But, like, they shouldn't be getting in trouble for that.
It makes sense. Yeah.
But I know that there are some horror movies out there about, Thanksgiving. I can't think of the one right now. It's some freaking dumb one about evil turkey.
An evil turkey?
Yeah, an evil turkey.
Turkey's gonna get you. You better pardon me.
I did read some other things. I don't know if I, like, necessarily, some of the things I read I felt were drawing the line between being accurate and, like, not, like, these kind of things are funny and silly.
Right.
But some of them I felt were weird, like, they were, like, historical ones where, like, people said that Thanksgiving was actually a trap to kill all the Indians. And I was like, I don't like that. Now, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving I mean, the whole, what we're taught pretty much in school, or the idea that we're kind of presented with Thanksgiving, isn't what really Thanksgiving was.
No. And, yeah, like, no. It wasn't even, and, like, the one big misconception is that there's been a Thanksgiving every year since then. There has not. There definitely has not.
Thanksgiving wasn't put in effect until, like, many years later.
Oh, no, it wasn't. And I think, like, the history of it, I would be really curious to see, like, what really happened with that.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was a trap, because those pilgrims did not have anywhere near anything.
Yeah.
They were dying. Like, if anybody was gonna hurt them, it would be the Indians.
Yeah.
Now, in a lot of other stories, you know, other people who came over, it was definitely different than that.
I mean, it probably wasn't even anything. It's probably more or less somebody made something up to make us look good, make the white man look good, because they had somebody, you know, was pointing it out too much that, hey, you guys did this.
Yeah. It would be interesting to really see, like, what, like, because I feel like it's hard to know when you have, when you're presented with information with such biases from everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to know, like, exactly what went down. Like, what right. might really happen? Obviously, like, I'm curious to see what, like, what historical records we, like, have,
yeah.
have of it. But, needless to say, I do love Thanksgiving. I think it's yeah. a good holiday to have.
I like the idea of Thanksgiving when it comes to getting together with family and being mm-hmm. thankful for what you have and enjoying each other. The original idea of Thanksgiving, I don't see Thanksgiving as being that. To me, Thanksgiving is not that celebration of
the pilgrims finding, and Indians.
Yeah, and the pilgrims and the Indians. To me, Thanksgiving is a celebration of family.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And it's like no other expectations except for family coming together and spending time together. Mm-hmm. There's no presents, there's no, you know, Easter egg hunts, there's no anything. Pretty much there's just nothing except for food and family.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always liked Thanksgiving, because that's what Thanksgiving is to me.
Yeah, I like that. Because I know, like, everyone, and I like how everyone's Thanksgiving is sometimes really different.
Yeah.
Like, I know our Thanksgiving is completely different than your Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. And I like that, too. It's interesting what has become traditions. Like, football is a big yes. thing on Thanksgiving. And the Macy's yes. Day Parade is a big thing on yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're watching football or playing football.
Yeah.
I love watching the parade.
Yeah.
I wish it was a lot easier to watch the parade without commercials, but we'll never have that.
You know what I find interesting? That, like, mm-hmm. the Super Bowl has these crazy commercials, but, like, mm-hmm. the Macy's Day Parade doesn't get them. Not as many people watch it, I guess.
Pretty much.
But it is interesting, and I've recently noticed, like, the debate of, like, when we're supposed to start decorating for Christmas. Because me, like, I'm like, Christmas is here! And November 1st, I was like, deck the halls with thousands. I was like, all ready to go. And everyone was like, no, you're skipping over Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not. I really yeah. am not. I love Thanksgiving.
Well, Christmas, there's multiple layers to Christmas. And we could have this debate for you. But to me, Christmas, there is multiple layers. There's the religious layer. Mm-hmm. There's the family. There's the gift giving. So, Christmas, and then there's the feeling of Christmas. There's the joy. So, there's multiple things with Christmas. It's not really, Christmas has never been just one day.
Yeah, no. And I think that the anticipation of Christmas is the best part about Christmas.
Right.
So, my thought is, if the anticipation of Christmas is it, then why not add another month of that? Because I feel like this should be.
Speaking of the anticipation of Christmas, I already bought you 3 presents.
What?
Yep. And I think you're going to like them. Or maybe 4. No, 3. 3, because... Oh, never mind. Anyway, so.
I will tell you what holiday I don't like.
Hmm.
Black Friday.
It's really not really a holiday.
No, it's not, but...
They have been pushing it into Thanksgiving, which is dumb.
But have you noticed all of the restaurants, I'm done. All of the stores that are closed on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And this year kind of makes more sense in a way, because number one, most people are going to be shopping online because of the Rona. But,
Rona as in
Roma's But restaurant. It's also, like, in a sense, if you think about it, if, like, that's the reason I think, like, the coronavirus is an awful disease, and I'm sad that we ever had to do it, but if this is a way for them to kind of reset that expectation that we're going to be closed on Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a family holiday that people should spend with their family and not out shopping, then, and I get it that it's an American holiday, and I get it not everybody celebrates, but Thanksgiving's not a religious holiday.
No.
It is a 100% secular holiday.
Yep.
And it's... Granted, it may have been built on something negative, but just like anything that can... You can turn that around. And I don't think that it should be looked upon. I think we should, if anything, change the narrative. Granted... Mm-hmm. I agree. What people did when they came over, what the English settlers did, and the other, you know, European settlers and everybody did to the natives of the country was awful.
Oh, yeah.
100% awful. And I think that should be recognized, but I think that they should take Thanksgiving and change it into something else because it's a false narrative, in my opinion.
Well, and I honestly don't think that people, I haven't taught in upper grade, like, I teach 2-year-olds right now, but I haven't taught in, like, elementary school in a while.
Right.
We talked about that. That was something we talked about.
Right.
And then we watched the Peanuts version, of course, because it's the Peanuts.
Yeah.
And I made them succotash, which they really liked, which is funny, because you wouldn't think kids would like that, but they, like, loved it. You don't think about that as much. You really don't.
You don't. But, and I know that's out there, though, so I just wanted to say, like, I'm not trying to say that and saying anything less or trying to degrade that happened. I'm just saying that as way as it has evolved, and I can't think of anything else that I can, like, compare it to, but the way that it has evolved, I think it should be considered something that it is, I don't want to say sacred, because people associate religious with sacred, but something that should be considered special, that should be, almost have everyone should be included in that. Because, granted, I know things happen where we still need things like emergency rooms and some pharmacies and stuff open, but you really, and I know not everyone has a family to go to, but for the most part, I think it should be something that should be centered upon where you're putting that, because that is promoting a sense of togetherness.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And I will sit here and I'll say, like, maybe, like, having a Black Friday idea isn't a bad idea. But maybe it shouldn't be the day after Thanksgiving. Maybe it should be, like, a couple days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think the reason why it was always been the day after Thanksgiving was because, like, especially, like, with the state where, and a lot of businesses,
they're closed that Friday.
They're closed the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so that's why, because they had nothing else to do but to go shop. And so that's why it was called Black Friday, because they turned their negative into a positive on the checking books, from a red negative to a black positive. Mm. So, you know.
I think I've been shopping once on Black Friday. I went with you.
We
went to AC Moore, I remember.
That's right. That's right. We went.
I went somewhere.
Usually I don't, because I end up at working on Friday.
I just don't, and, like, I know there was a girl once that I followed on Facebook, who, and this is nothing against her, but I remember thinking how different it was, how different we were from each other, because she literally would post where every store she went to, like, starting, like, midnight, and she'd be like, we went here, and I was like, but at the same time, I can kind of see, because she went with her family.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, a whole family thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I can see
and
it.
And I get some people do that for a family.
But I don't think it should be the day after Thanksgiving. Like, if you want to have a day like that, I think that's cool. Like, maybe the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well,
Saturday Thanksgiving is Small Business Saturday.
Okay. So, well, they really made it into a whole weekend, didn't they? What's Sunday?
I don't know.
What day that day off?
Yeah. And then it's the day you rest.
It's the day you rest when you're shopping. And then it's
you wrap all your
Cyber presents. No, then it's Cyber Monday.
On Cyber Monday, yeah.
Interesting. So. Well, anyway.
All right. So, anyway, so I'm really glad. I really hope you enjoyed our little discussion there. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey, your football, whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
just be
absolutely.
Leery if your aunt brings ham. Be careful when you break that wishbone.
Yeah, you might. You know, get what you wish for, and it's not always what you think it is.
We all know what I'm wishing for.
Chris Evans.
So, dear Chris Evans, if you hear this, don't think I'm crazy. But I love you.
Who doesn't love Chris Evans, though? He is an awesome man.
He is. I know him personally, so, you know, I would know. I'm just kidding.
In her dream.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so if you'd like to let us know your thoughts on Thanksgiving or some of these urban legends, if you like to let us know how thankful you are for this podcast, but we want to let you know that we are thankful for you listening to us, and that is what we are thankful for this year. 100%. That we know, because we see it, that we do have some people listening to us, and we want to thank you so much.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
We're thankful that there's people out there that enjoy us as much as we enjoy ourselves.
Right? And find us as entertaining as we find each other.
Because we crack ourselves up.
We do. So, again, thanks so much, and we really hope that you enjoy your day. And in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.